Listen and Live Audio presents The Worry Cure by Robert L. Leahy, Ph.D. Read by Mike Chamberlain. Part 1. The How and Why of Worry. Chapter 1. Understanding Worry. Worry is everywhere. All of us worry, including me. In fact, 38% of people worry every day. And many people describe themselves as chronic worriers. But that's only a modest indication of how worry has come to impact every aspect of our lives, limiting our enjoyment and satisfaction. Worry is the central component of all anxiety disorders and depression. Research shows that worry precedes the onset of depression. The problem of worry is one that urgently needs a solution. To find one, we first need to understand it. Let's look at Greg. Greg worries that things at work might go badly if he doesn't get his project done on time. Even if he gets it done, he thinks it might not be up to par. The boss could get angry at him. What if he gets so angry he decides to fire him? After all, 3 people were laid off last month. And then what would his wife think? She'd be disappointed. Greg thinks, I'm worried all the time, and I can't get any control over this worry. I'll never get any sleep tonight, and then I'll be tired, and then I won't be able to get this project done. And so on in a vicious circle. Greg has generalized anxiety disorder, GAD, or what I call the what-if disease. A lot of what we will discuss here relates directly to this kind of worry. If you have this problem, then you worry about a number of different things: money, health, relationships, safety, or performance. And you worry you don't have control over your worries. Not only are you worried, but you also have difficulty sleeping, are irritable and tense and tired.